Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yongera Katonda engali zamanyi.
God and mighty hand clap.
Mwongere engali zamanyi olw'abaweereza bavudde waggulu.
I give a mighty hand clap for ministers who just left.
Era abatuyigiriza.
And those who taught us.
Abasinzira mu gavumenti za Katonda ebbiri ez'omuggulu ku nsi.
Basing in the two God's heavenly government on the earth. And they have come from the central government, that of the church. Its department looks just like those in the world.
Department,
example like the economic department, that of God.
The godly economic department.
Godly economic department.
Those
who taught us on the tithes and the offerings. And
we
give them up with all our hearts. Without murmuring. Yes.
We
give glory and honor to God the Father. The
Word,
the Son, Jesus
Christ.
Together with the Holy Spirit. Together with us up to now. Move on to teaching us.
Yes,
I give a mighty hand clap. As you move to honor the presence of God, the Father, I give a mighty hand clap.
So is above
all the heavens. Ephesians 4:6. He is together with us. He said he is one God, the Father of all. He is above all. He works in all. And he passed through all.
That is because
though is a marvel heavens. Looked in heavens and asked
to see us.
As in the Job 28. 3-24. That they are above the heavens.
He
best to see heaven
and
none of us is hidden from
him.
He said Jeremiah 23:23. Can anyone hide from him? There is no one. Does he not feel heaven
and earth?
When we gather,
we concern
on the words that we are told.
He
is around.
Matthew 18:19.
Now we are
to pray on
the word of the
heart.
The Father
will
do it. And
thus, to
teach us.
But
there is no teacher who is like him. Let's honor him.
Job 36:22.
That the Lord is mighty. And
there's
no teacher who is like him. Yes. He teaches us to
profit.
To show the way we have to go. And he leads us.
Isaiah 48.
Verse 18.
He promised in John 4.
He promised in John 4:6.
Romans 8:1.
Holy Spirit wants to lead us, to anoint us, to understand the words of God,
and
the Holy Spirit
wants,
for it is written, Proverbs 1, 23, accept my
reproof,
and
pour anointing
on you, those who understand my words, Holy Spirit, we honor you, as you anoint us, anointing teaching, that we learn, that we remember,
you're
one of the teachers. John
14, 26.
Have you remind all, and you teach us all.
Anointing
us anointing teaching. That in the first John, chapter 2, 27. And as you
say,
they are created.
Psalms 104,
14.
If you have been renewed,
manifest to renew
us.
As we
learn,
your memories are renewed every day.
Enlarge them.
Write us all the scriptures.
Their
responsibility is in the name of our Lord Jesus,
the
Son of the Living God, and applause
in the
heart. Lord, I believe in your presence.
I believe in your presence.
In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God.
Amen.
Amen. Take a seat slowly. Prepare the books of the Holy Spirit. Where there is you, the inner man. Where there is your heart, even your mind, that he can write there. As you speak, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 up to 6. Those help him to fulfill the promise of the new covenant. That in Jeremiah chapter 31 to 33, when he will make the new covenant, those and all the words of God, he will write them in our inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So prove you to you have your book. For still we work us together with him.
2
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We are laborers together with him.
He's
going to be writing in you. You too, you write in your book.
So
as he said in the Romans chapter
8,
verse 26 to 27, that the Spirit bears our weakness. Now, in all bearer for you that you can handle, you can write in your book. He is going to write in your inner man, in your heart, even your mind, where you cannot write. So prove you have a book, you have a pen, you have a Bible, that you can write.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
For Bible.
And our Bible reader, teacher Isaac Enos. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you. On this time we're moving on to the third heaven, the paradise of God and the throne of God. Under the heading,
Ekitabo ky'enteekateeka ya Katonda namutayika esembayo ku nsi.
The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth.
Kusina mu Africa, Uganda.
Basic in Africa, Uganda. Yes.
Bw'obajjukira nga tuzze tusoma naawe ekitabo ekyo.
When you remember, we've come started with you that book.
We twongeredde okusoma ate eggulu ery'okusatu.
Where we've moved on to started this third heaven. Yes.
Eggulu ery'okusatu.
The third heaven.
Orusuku lwa Katonda.
The paradise of God.
Nena murondo ya Katonda.
And the throne of God. Yes.
Washiwo muto ogugamba.
Under the heading saying.
Enteekateeka, ekitabo ky'enteekateeka ya Katonda namutayika esembayo ku nsi.
The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth.
Okusinzira mu Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era nga twatandika okulaba NBs omunaana
omwenda. See the 9 NBs. Yes.
NBs omwenda.
The 9 NBs.
Ebigambo ebyensonga era ebyokusaako nyesira.
What to put on special attention and those key. Yes.
Mbuweleza wafuno jovugo international ministries.
In full knowledge of God international ministries.
Nemu kuitiba kwa katundiria maanga gona.
And in God's worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa, Uganda.
Based in Africa, Uganda. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuwa taandika tulaba NBs omwenda.
We began seeing the 9 NBs.
Ebigambo ebyenkizo era ebigambo byensongeranga byankizo.
The meaningful words and those key.
Ebyokusaako ennyesira.
Those to put on special attention.
Mubuweereza bafuno of God international ministries.
In full knowledge of God international ministries.
Nemu kuyitibwa kwa Katonda nyamanga gonna.
And in God's worldwide call.
Okusinira mu Africa, Uganda.
Based in Africa, Uganda.
Era nga wansi wa NB ey'omunaana.
And under this 8th NB.
Engeri Katonda gyeyambikulyamu ekitabo ky'okujjukiza eri amawanga gonna.
The way God revealed to me the book of remembrance unto all nations.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu Bayibuli.
Through the heavenly biblical journey. Yes.
Wansi awo mu mutwe ogwo.
Right in that heading.
We tuyingira ate mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Is where we enter in the third heaven.
NBN ey'omunaana.
This 8th NB.
Engeri Katonda gyeyambikulyamu ekitabo ky'okujjukiza eri amawanga gonna.
The way God revealed me the book of remembrance unto all nations.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey.
Okuva omwaka gwa 2005.
From there 2005.
Paka 2011.
To 2011.
Mu series ez'okwolesebwa.
In the series of the visions.
Okukyusibwa.
The trance.
Ez'okwolesebwa.
The visions.
Ebirooto.
The dreams.
Okukyusibwa.
The trance. Or transfiguration.
Azotas.
Azotas.
Uyita omugendo.
Call it teleportation.
Samim.
Famim.
Ne Urim.
And Urim.
Entambula ez'omwoyo.
The spiritual transports.
Ezogirwako mu Yobu esura ya 20.
Those spoken in Job chapter 20.
Olunyiri olw'omunaana.
In verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So wansi w'omutwe ogwo.
So under that heading.
Mu kiseera kineeno.
In this time on.
Bwe twatandika okulaba olugendo lwaffe. Olugendo lw'eggulu mu bufunze.
When we began to see the summary of the heavenly journey.
Twolekedde nate eggulu ery'okusatu.
Headed on now onto the third heaven.
Eggulu ery'okusatu.
The third heaven.
Olusuku lwa Katonda.
The paradise of God.
Ne namurondo ya Katonda.
And the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gitwolekedde.
It's where we've headed on to.
Naye nga abatabadde naffe.
But those who have not been with us.
Abatabadde naffe.
Those who have not been with us.
Olugendo lwaffe okuva ku nsi kuno okutuuka mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Our journey from this planet earth to reaching the third heaven.
Mu lugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu.
In our heavenly journey.
Okuva ku nsi kuno okutuuka mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
From this planet earth to reaching the third heaven.
Waliwo heavens endala satu.
Right there are three heavens.
Ze tuyitamu okutuuka mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Those we pass through to reach in that third heaven. And we begin from this planet Earth. Let's briefly move from this planet Earth so that we can reach in that third heaven.
So
our journey moves from this planet Earth. Yes. Our heavenly journey moves from this planet Earth. Spoken most in the Proverbs 8. In the verse 31, and he says like this. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 31.
Ngansanyukira ensi eberekamu nesanyu lyange lyali nabana babantu.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So urugendo rwa furuguru.
So our heavenly journey.
Burijo rutandikira kunsi ya fene berekamo.
Always it begins from this planet Earth.
Yogerwako mungero esura ene yomunana.
Spoken of in this Proverbs 8. In verse 31.
Then
in the midst there.
Kuraba wensinda la muenda.
You see other 9 planets. The kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars. And then we head to the heavens, which is far higher from the earth. And we head on to the fourth created heaven.
That's
blue heaven we see, which is far higher from the earth. That we see very far. And we pass through it. But we first head on to that heaven, the fourth created heaven, that we see which is far higher from the earth. That means in our heavenly journey, we move from our planet Earth that we've read in the Proverbs 8 in verse 31. And we move to the fourth created heaven, that blue heaven we see, which is far higher from the earth. Yes, that was the fourth created heaven, the last heaven to be created,
but
far high from this earth, and we pass through it. According to how he speaks in the Isaiah chapter 55, these verse 8 and 9. And he says like this.
Isaiah
chapter 55 in verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Verse 9.
Kubeguru ngaburi singe nsi obuguru mifu. Namakubo gange buga singa buegatio amakubo gamwe. Nebiro wozo vyange, ebiro wozo vyamwe.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That fourth created heavens that we see, the blue heaven we see, it is far higher from the earth. But to be able to head on to the third heaven to be created, we have to first pass through that fourth created heaven that we see, which is far higher from the earth. It is called the fourth heaven to be created, because it was the last created heaven. According to how he shows us here in Genesis chapter 1, the verse 6 up to 8. Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 6.
Katuna nayo geranti wabewe banga wakati wa mazi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7.
bwechali.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and that it was so.
Olinyolo munana.
In the verse 8.
Katonde banga naliita eguru. Nebuba kawungezi, nebuba encha, olwe lunaku olwokubiri.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Hey.
Yes.
Bosoma murubiribiri sulisuka.
When you read in the Genesis chapter 1,
olunyolo mukaga pakulumunana,
the verse 6 up to 8,
tulaba katonda atonde eguru erisembayo.
We see God create the last heaven.
Tulengera waguru eri mbanga.
That we see high above. Which is far high from this
earth.
So anytime we move in this our heavenly journey, we move right from this planet
earth.
And we head on to that heavens which is far high from the earth. The fourth created heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it was the last created heaven. Those who read in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 up to
8,
they
say
God is concluding creation is right on the last heaven. But God
didn't
create one heavens as we have come learning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So yatonda amaguru agasuka mulimu.
So he created heaven. Heaven is more than one and not one heaven. According to we've read Horace in the Genesis chapter 2 in the verse
1
that God finished to create in the heavens. He did not create one heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 2 in verse 1.
Nebigwa okukola the heavens nensi necheryabyo lyonna.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. Yes.
Bwechyo eguru lyonna.
Thus the entire heavens.
Manye mu Luganda olinawo eguru.
You know in Luganda you have
heaven,
thus the heavens was finished.
But
you have to connect it with the English
Bible.
Mostly the Bible of King James Version. Or that of Gideon. Thus the entire heavens
were
finished to be made.
So
we took in Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 to
8.
God is concluding the last created heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God created the total of four heavens. Four heavens. That we see which is far high from the earth. It was the last created heaven. And it's that called the fourth. That's why in Deuteronomy, this chapter 10, in verse 14,
heavens is where it
shows you a total of four heavens, those which were created. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and the verse 14.
Lava, Mukama katondawo, yinanyini guru, neguru eri awaguru, ensi era nebichirimu byonna.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, your God. The earth also, with all that is in it.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
When
you read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse
14,
it shows that God, that behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens times two
it's
of the Lord your God, even the earth. With all things within it. It means he said heaven. Join on another heaven. Times two. Heaven. Join on heaven. Those are two. Two times two we get what? These are four.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
when we move in our heavenly journey,
tusimbula ku nsi yaffe
nebereka. We move from this our planet Earth.
Twolekera.
We head on.
Egulye tulengera.
To the heavens we see, which is far high from the earth. That blue heaven.
It's
the last created heaven. That's why it's called the fourth created heaven. And this one
is
what makes up the rim below. Yes. It makes up the rim below. The rim below.
Ngabu ayogera mu Yokana isura eyomunana.
As he speaks in John chapter 8, verse 23. And he says this.
Yokana isura eyomunana nolinyiri olwabiri mwesatu.
John chapter 8, verse 23.
Nabagamba nti mwe muli ba wansi nzendi wa waguru. Mwe muli ba munsi muno nze siri wa munsi muno.
And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world.
Mm.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
So, but we can see a fine very come.
So, when we move from this, our planet Earth,
in our
heavenly journey, we head on to the first created heaven. It's the last created heaven. That blue heaven we see, which is far high from the earth. And according to this John chapter
8,
this verse 23, it's what makes up the rim below. Now we mean like this, that there is the rim above. This rim above, in it, God created three heavens.
Yeah.
Yes. In it, God created three heavens. Before he came, in the rim below, to create the last created heaven. It's the fourth heavens at creation. That you see, which is far high from the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there something you've understood? That in the rim above, in it God created three heavens. Before he created the heavens which make up the rim below, the last created heaven, the fourth heaven at creation, that you see, which is far high from the earth, the blue heaven.
It's
the reason it's called the last created heaven, because he first made three heavens in the rim above. Before he created the fourth heavens at creation, the last created heaven, the blue heaven we see, which is far high from the earth. Now that we see, read in the Genesis chapter 1 verse
6
to
8.
As we move to read, when he's concluding creation, finishing creation of heavens. Yes. That's where we read Genesis. Yet in separating waters, as it began to create, there is water, it moved to move upwards. Another moved to the rim below. That which moved the rim below, in it he created the last created heaven. It's the fourth heaven at creation. The blue heaven we see, that which is far high from the earth. Now in the waters which moved the rim above, there he created three heavens, including the third heaven we move going to see. I wanted you most to understand them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Yes. Let me hop it together. For when you read Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter
1,
you're going to see how we divided these waters. Let's read verse
6
and
7.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6.
Katona nayo geranti wabewe banga wakati mumazi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Verse
7.
Katonda nasawe banga nayawula amazzi agali wansi we banga namazzi agali waggulu we banga bwekityo bwekyali.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
Indeed,
that is very clear now. As he is going to create, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, he divided waters into two realms, that which moved in the rim below. In it, he made the last created heaven. It's the fourth heaven at creation. That blue heaven we see, which is far high from the earth. But waters which moved in the rim above, he moved into create there. Three heavens there, including the that created heaven that we are heading on to see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ha. Expect
you have joined up there well. You must join up that well.
For
they have joined that well for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we together? Now it means when we move from this earth in our heavenly journey, when we move from this planet earth, we head on to the fourth created heaven, the last created heaven, that blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below, and we pass through it and we move to the rim above, where there are three heavens. Right there are three heavens. Means any time we move from here on this earth, we pass through the fourth created heaven. And again, we pass through the first created heaven in the rim above. Yes.
Began
to understand me. Yes.
That
if you are moving the heavenly journey from this earth, you have to pass through the fourth created heaven. That blue heaven you see, which is far high from this earth.
And
then you reach into the first created heaven in the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. Now it means we move from this earth
to
we pass through the fourth created heaven in the rim below. We've headed on to the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. Right there we are moving. When we move from this earth in our heavenly journey, we pass through the first created heaven, that blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below, and we head on to the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. And then we reach. That's why you see, when you read in Genesis chapter 28 in verse 12, you're going to see ladders stretch from heaven to the earth, move from the heaven, touch the earth, and the angels descending upon them. Let's read, we hear. Genesis chapter 28 in the verse 12.
Nalote chiroto, ilalava, amadala agasi mbi wakutaka, netiko ya gonge tuse, muguru, ilalava malaika baka tuonda, ngabali nya ilangabaka kugo.
And he dreamt,
And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. In this Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, we see ladders right on the earth. Come from the door of the fourth created heavens, which makes up the rim below. That blue heaven we see. But the angels descend upon them as they ascend. They come from the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. That's where we come from as they descend on the earth, yet they ascend back. Because the city is called Jerusalem of heaven, because it's in the first created heaven in the rim above. That's why when reading the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22-23, he speaks as he says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, in the verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23. I know you've heard me well, that you have come
and
the city of the living God,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
and
the innumerable company of angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's something you've seen there. When you join Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, and the ladder stretched from the heaven, they head on from the earth to the door of the last created heavens, the last created heavens. That blue heaven we see, but we see angels, they descend and ascend upon it as they come from the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
In
the time it's called Jerusalem of heaven, it means it has a heavens where it is found, just as
you
read in the Hebrews 12, verse 22. Yes.
But
you have come to the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, into an innumerable company of angels. It means Genesis 28, verse 12, the angels we see descend from the last created heaven, the blue heaven, making the rim below. They come from the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. Have you connected that? You know, these days you have your language that you connect.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, here we use hallelujah.
Connecting.
When you answer hallelujah, we know you are connecting.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Connecting.
Indeed, connecting.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. But these first created heavens in the rim above, it's known as the firmament above the heads of the cherubims. Yes. And it's of the sapphire stone. That one is not blue just as this we see. Yes. I've said like this, that this first created heaven in the realm above. It's known as the firmament above the heads of the cherubims. And it's of the sapphire stone.
And
it's not blue, just as this we see in the last created heavens of the rim below. Yes. So the truth is, the first created the heavens in the rim above. It's known as the firmament, which is above the heads of the cherubims. And it's of the sapphire stone. According to Ezekiel chapter 10, and the verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 10 and the verse 1.
Awone ntunula iralaba mubange lyali waguru uwo mutego gw'abakerubi ne walabika waguru wawe ngejinja elya safiro ngembala eye kifananyi ekyentebe.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the heads of the cherubim, there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Yes.
Hallelujah.
The first created heavens in the rim above. It's known as the firmament above the heads of the cherubims. And it's of the sapphire stone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why do you think
it's called the firmament?
The
mystery of the firmament, it said it means heaven. It had been hidden all along. For right from before, the firmament you see above heads of the cherubims, it's what is called the first created heaven in the rim above. And it's of the sapphire stone to differ from the fourth created heaven, that blue heaven we see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
But
when you read Genesis chapter 1 verse
8,
the firmament is what is called heaven in the mysteries of God. Yes. Now when you reach the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the middle of it there are cherubims there. The firmament above them is very far.
It is sapphire.
That of sapphire. That called the first created heaven in the rim above. Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 8.
Katonde banga nalite guru. Nebuba kawungezi.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. God called the firmament heaven. He calls it heaven. Yes. Now it means you can connect Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 1, the firmament above heads of the cherubims, and that firmament is of sapphire, and you get Genesis chapter 1 and verse
8,
know that firmament he calls it heaven. Heaven.
Aha. Means when
you move from this planet Earth,
in our
heavenly journey,
when
you move from this planet
Earth,
spoken in the Proverbs 8:31, you head unto the fourth created heavens. That blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. As we've read of it in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
eranga buli somiyeko
in just as you've read of it
mu Isaiah 55
in the Isaiah 55
urumwenda
the verse 9
omune yokani suli omunana
even John chapter 8
urabiri mwesatu
verse 23
bulita mwele guru
when you pass through that heaven
You've
already moved from the rim below.
And you
head on to the rim above.
Where
we find three heavens.
And
if you pass through the northern door of the fourth created
heavens,
that blue heaven we see, which makes up the rim below, you reach into the first created heavens in the rim above. Here we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you understood me well?
Hallelujah.
Now to head on to the second created heaven. Yes. As we head on to the second created heaven, when we move our heavenly journey from this planet Earth, we pass through two heavens to reach the second. Yes. To reach into the second heaven at creation. In the rim above. We pass through two heavens. Indeed. So I've said like this. That to reach in the second created heaven. The rim above. In our heavenly journey, when we move from this planet
Earth,
we pass through two heavens. Yes. We pass through the fourth created heaven, which makes up the rim below. That blue heaven we see. And again we pass through the first created heaven. In the rim above. That known as the firmament above the heads of the
cherubim.
That of sapphire.
Scroll.
When you look to that scroll.
Order of the heavens.
That order of the heavens. If they would try to display that first heaven. On the television you can see. Yes.
Means
when you move right from that planet Earth, you pass through the fourth created heaven, that blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below,
and
you reach into the first created heaven, in the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And then you reach into the second created heaven. Yes. Have you caught that journey well? Will you move it? Just cross into the third heaven. They will ask you, how did you reach into the third heaven?
You
just crossed, enter the third heaven. Ask you, how did you reach there? For we are in the heavenly journey.
How
did you reach there? How you didn't show us?
So when
we move our journey from this earth to reach the second created heaven, we pass through the first created heaven and the rim below.
And we pass
through the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And then we reach into the second created heaven, the rim above. For we got saved to go to heaven. Is it not that? You have to know your home. Where do you pass to reach where and where? Born again. Are you there? Maybe you got saved to go where? Somebody is wondering. Heaven is so hard to study. Let's study. The hand of God is there. Just believe it's there when we've not seen it. Things of heaven is involved to see it.
So we move
our journey from the earth.
When
we move our journey from this earth, to reach the second created heaven. We pass through the first created heaven. That blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. And we reach into the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. And then we reach into the second created heaven. That's why always when you read Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse
1,
it shows to reach in that heaven, the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. You have to pass through two heavens from the planet earth.
When
move from the planet
earth,
reach second created heavens. You pass through two heavens to reach there. Yes. The fourth created heavens, the blue heaven you see,
makes
up the rim below. And the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. That's why when
you
read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1, that him to be able to see the four living creatures found in the second creation, heavens were opened. You know the Bible language. Been to understand in eras past, in the past generations. But now,
Spirit
is poured on us to understand the word of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read. We hear
Ezekiel chapter 1, in
verse 1.
Awulwatuka mumwako gwa makumi asatu mumwezi ogwokuna. Unakuro mwezi urokutano. Bwendalinga adimu busibe. Kumabali gomu gakebali. Zihevenizi nizibi kurwa. Nendaba ukulisiba kwa katonda.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebal, that the heavens were opened, and the eyes saw visions of God. Yes. Have you seen?
He's
not saying that the heaven was opened. He said that the heavens were opened. Vision reached the second heaven to see four living creatures.
That's
language.
I
God take me the heavens. He can explain to you this our journey. It was a language
in
the heavenly gospel. We departed from it under the sun. And
the
celestial preach food that we understand.
Cars
and houses, those we know.
But did
good to us. The year when the devils have launched their extreme evil powers of darkness to fight the kingdom of heavens. Yes.
And
those preach the kingdom of
heaven.
And we moved on to study heaven.
Amen.
Now we've gone to the third heaven. Those are 100 goals by one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But are
you reading well?
That
in our heavenly journey,
reach
the second created heavens, dream above, where we find the four living creatures.
You
pass through two heavens. Pass through the heaven, you see the fourth created heavens, that blue heaven, which makes up the rim below.
And
again you pass through the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And then you reach into the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. That's why in Ezekiel chapter
1,
the verse
1,
he said the heavens were opened, not one heaven. As he was on the earth, going to see the second heaven, we find four living creatures. As he was on the earth, two heavens were opened and reached in the second heaven, where there are four living creatures. Yes. Some people say, but who can reveal to us such? We do not reveal them by ourselves, but by the Spirit of God.
Or
who knows the things of God except the Spirit of God which is in him? I want to repeat again Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1 that you see very well. Yes. That you see very well. There are two heavens which opened right from this earth to reach the second created heavens and the rim above, where we find four living creatures. There are two heavens which opened. You read that we hear. Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 1.
Awolwatuka mumwako gwa 30 mu mwezi ogwokuna kunaku lwo mwezi olwokutano bwe nalinga ndi mu busibe mabali go mu gakebali zi heavens nezibikulibwa nendaba okolisewa kwa Katonda.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebal, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Yes. Imagine you're on this earth.
Heaven is beating as a good.
Two heavens open up. The first opens, and you pass through it. The second. You see the vision of God. What did he see? These verses from
2.
Let's go direct to what he saw in the vision of the Lord. Indeed. We've gone to verse
4.
He saw the vision of God. What did he see?
Ezekiel esulesoka noru nyiri oruokuna.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4.
Awo. Netunulira era laba embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi ne zifuluma obukiika obwakkono. Ekiro ekinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasaamasa okukyetoolodde. Era mu gwo wakati ne muva ng'ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza eriva mu muliro wakati.
And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire engulfing itself, and the brightness was about it, and out of its midst as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Verse 5.
Era mugo wakati nemuva ekifananyi nti era mugo wakati nemuva ekifananyi ekyebira mu bina n'embala yaabyo yali bw'eti byalina ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
Also, out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Yes.
What have you seen?
Have you seen clear?
When
he moved the heavenly journey from the earth, according to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse
1,
the fourth created heaven, that last created heaven,
which
makes the rim below, that blue heaven you see, it opened itself and it passed through it. Also, the first created heaven in the rim above, where there is the city of
Jerusalem,
God, Jerusalem of heaven, it also opened. But the heaven he reached into, where his spirit was taken, according to Ezekiel chapter
1,
verse 4 and 5, he first saw a fire engulf itself, mixed
itself.
There are rainbow colors. And he saw four living creatures. After he saw four living creatures, he lifted his eyes above. He saw the firmament of crystal heaven, the second created heaven, the rim above. He wondered, this here too there is a heaven. How its appearance is different. Besides those which had opened themselves, now they reached into which has four living creatures. But when he saw four living creatures, he looked. He saw above four living creatures. There is a firmament of crystallite. That firmament is called heaven. Let's read Ezekiel chapter 1.
Verse 21. 22.
Ezekiel esule soka n'olinyolwa biri mu ebiri.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22.
Era waggulu w'omutwe gw'ekiramu waliwo ekifaananyi ekyebbanga ng'ebbala erya kulusalo ow'entiisa era nga kitimbiddwa ku mitwe gyabyo waggulu.
And the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the four living creatures. And the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creature was as the color of awesome crystal stretched forth over their heads above. When he reached,
as heaven is, as he
moved from the earth,
heaven is big.
Two heavens have opened up. The fourth created heavens make the rim below. That's blue heaven we see.
And
the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that of sapphire, it opened up, and there's a heaven it reached into. According to Ezekiel chapter 1, and the verse 1, and four, together with verse 5, he saw four living creatures. When he saw four creatures, he looked above them, and there is a firmament of crystallite. According to Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 22, remember we told you the mystery of this firmament. This we see now above the four living creatures. It is called heaven. You read with me. Genesis 1 verse
8.
Let us read it again, we see.
Genesis chapter 1
verse 8.
Katonde banga eliali waguru. Katonde banga naliite guru. Nebuba kaungezi.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes.
Obu kwasaganyiza bulungi.
You connected well.
okusina ku Ezekiel esula esooka
according to Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22
eggulu eryokubiri mu kutondebwa
the second created heaven
mu kitundu ekyawaggulu
in the realm above where we find four living creatures.
Limanyi kidwanga ebanga.
It's known as the firmament.
Era crystalloid.
Of crystal.
Eridi waguruwe ebiramu ebina.
Which is above the heads of the living creatures.
Eridi waguruwe mitoje ebiramu
ebina. Above the heads of the living creatures.
Ezekiel esura esoko rwabiri mu ebina.
That is Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22.
Mukujake chama batugamye nti ebanga.
To reveal the mystery they have said that firmament it is called heaven.
Ukusinzira
according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 8.
Utambude nange.
Have you moved with me?
Tuli mu lugendo lwa guru.
We are in the heavenly journey. Yes.
Purekera guru lya kusatu.
Now we are moving to the third heaven.
Waliwe twatandikidenga twanjula.
Right where we began introducing. Yes.
Tutambude nno bulungi.
We have moved very well. We're moving to the third heaven. The third heaven is the realm above.
And
the paradise of God.
Even
the throne of God. Yes. Right that you've moved very well. And you tell someone I moved to the heavenly journey. And you show I moved. We passed here and there. As we read to see, it's the heavenly biblical journey.
It's
more than the inspiration of the scriptures. And explain all things how they are.
So symbols, you know, it's a story.
This is not a story.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is not a story of the heavenly journey. It's the heavenly biblical journey. And it is inspired by the Bible. And the Bible explains it. The heavens, how is it? Now we reach straight in the third heaven. We've moved to the third created heaven in the realm above. Where we find the paradise of God and the throne of God. Yes. Yes.
Now
we move from this earth in our heavenly journey to reach the third heavens. There are three heavens meant to open up themselves. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've said like this. When we move in our heavenly journey from this earth to head on to the third heaven, the realm above.
Heaven is set.
There are three heavens. Those meant to open up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you read in the
Second Corinthians,
chapter 12,
in
verse 1 and 2, you can clearly see the third heaven. But how do you reach there? Yes. Where is it and how do you reach there? Yes. We don't want stories which confuse us. Let's move it within the Bible. In the inspiration of the scriptures. Let's read we here.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1.
Chingwani de okwenyu milisa. Ni wankubadenga tekusana.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse
2.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes.
Yes,
yes, the third heavens is clear. They don't call it the firmament above the head, the throne of God. Not. Clear the third heaven. It's the rim above. It's not in the rim below. Because
it
was caught up. To be lifted, taken. Was taken. It's not in the rim below, it's in the rim above. Jesus was taken in the third heavens, it's in the rim above.
When
he said in the John 6, now that is what example. How when you see the Son of Man lifted to be taken where he came from.
Okay,
let's read, we see.
John chapter 6
and verse 62.
Kale kiriba kitya bwe mulirabo mwana w'omuntu ngalinnya gye yali olubereberye.
What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? I want you to connect well. That the third heavens you reach. You read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1. Unto 2. It's not in the rim below, it's in the rim above. In the rim above. Yes. Have you understood me well?
It should
not confuse you, you rotate around planet. You enter it. Right on the planet. You have to go beyond the heaven you see. The fourth created heaven. The last created heaven. The blue heaven. Which makes the rim below. You pass through it.
And
you pass through the first created heaven, the rim above. Where there is the city of
Jerusalem
God, Jerusalem of heaven.
You
pass through the second created heaven, the rim above, where there are four living creatures. And you reach in the third heaven, the rim above, where there is the paradise of God and the throne of God. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. That was caught up and taken in the rim below and ascended. I want to give the real truth just as it is. And when it was caught up, taken in heaven, he did go to the first and neither the second. He headed on to the third. When you read the Acts, the verse 1, Acts chapter 1 verse 9 to 11, he was lifted, taken by the clouds to enter into heaven. He passed through that one into the first, into the second, and to the third heaven. I'm going to prove to you. Indeed. I'm going to prove to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read, we hear. Acts chapter 1 and verse 9.
Weyamalo kwogerebio, ngabatunulira, nasituliwa, echirene chimutolo kumuja mumasoga abwe.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse 10.
Bwibali bekaliriza amaso muguru bwagenda. Laba, abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo, ngabambadde engoye ezitukula.
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Yes. Lifted. Taken into heaven. As they beheld there in heaven, the two men appeared. Coming from the first heaven. These are angels from the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. Now he's already reached there in the heaven.
Yes,
as they came down, reached the first heaven, the rim above.
And he's still proceeding on. Pass through the second. The rim above. To reach the third heaven. Who agiles of this? Actually, then I bring more proof. I was taught it in the Bible.
He told
the man on the cross, let's meet in the paradise. Where is it?
Luke 23.
He told him no. Let's go meet in the paradise of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This heavenly journey is sweet. I don't know whether too you enjoy it. We are in Luke chapter 23 and verse
43.
From 42.
Luka esula yabili musatu nolinyirwana mubili.
Luke chapter 23 from verse 42.
Nagamati Yesu onjijukiranga bulijja mu bwakabaka bwo.
And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Olinyirwana musatu.
Verse 43.
Yesu namugamba nti mazima kugamba nti lero.
And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise.
Paradise.
Where is paradise found? In the third heaven. Let's go back to Corinthians.
2
Corinthians chapter 12.
Yes.
In the verse 1 to 4.
Connecting?
Are we connecting? Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Connecting.
Are we connecting?
Hallelujah.
Let's read we here.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri sura ya 12 n'olinyo olusooka.
Katuve ku lwokubiri okufunzaamu.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya 12 n'olinyo olwokubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 2.
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo mu ggulu eryokusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Lifted, taken into heaven. The third heaven. When you reach that heaven, it's where there is paradise in this next verse.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3.
Era manyi omuntu ali bwatyo oba mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi.
And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Verse 4.
Buyatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda. Nawulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka, ebitasanira muntu kubyatula.
How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it's not lawful for a man to utter. Yes. When he reached in the third heaven, there is the paradise of God. It means, what our Lord Jesus told this man who had been crucified on the cross. In Luke chapter 23. Verse 42-43. That let's meet in the paradise. Let's meet in the third heaven. And it's not in the rim below. It is in the rim above. It is the third. In the rim above.
It's
the last heaven and the rim above. The third
is
the last and the rim above. You know why? When he passed through it,
Bible
says it went above all the heavens. Yes.
Meaning
the third heaven is the last in the rim above.
When
he proceeded through
the heavens,
he passed through all the heavens. He had passed through all to the above the heavens. His throne is in the third heavens, where there is paradise. When he moved beyond there, they said he is moved above. That journey, I moved it. Heavens, I don't count to any person. No. There is our home. And I'm a child of there.
Amen.
Can you forget the roads? I can forget the paths and the roads of this world. But I cannot forget the way you move from this earth to reach all the heavens, to above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Where we find that a new heavens, new earth, beyond the entire unending new heavens,
to
reaching the everlasting. I cannot forget that. The ways on this earth, I always forget them.
Where's
the Pastor Shalom?
Hey.
Here we are going where? Maybe you get lost, but in the heavenly journey, I cannot forget.
Amen.
I remember everywhere.
I've
told you the third heaven is the last in the rim above. And still that's where there is the throne.
It's
where there is the paradise
Yesu
of God. Jesus where
he went
and his throne. Yes. When you go beyond it, as you move beyond it, Ephesians 4, verse 9 and to 10. He first came down and ascended through all the heavens. When you go beyond the third, you are above the heavens. Praise him, the Almighty. Who has opened the eyes of our minds, and we are blessed when we see with the physical eyes, but the eyes of the mind they have seen.
Amen.
Let's read Ephesians, we see. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Verse 10.
Eyaka era yewuyo eyalinya waguru ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyokatuukiriza byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Indeed.
Yasoko okukka wano
the lowest part of the earth. He ascended.
Pass
through the fourth created heaven, the last created heaven, the blue heaven you see,
it makes
the rim below. He ascended.
Pass
the first created heavens, the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heavens,
and
the gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Still he ascended.
Past
second created heavens, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. Again, he ascended, entered the third heaven. That
we
read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 up to 4, where we find the paradise of God and the throne of God. When he moved beyond there, we say the third created heaven There is the throne of God the Word, also known as the Son Jesus Christ, in the paradise of God. When he moved beyond there, he went above all the heavens. That's Ephesians 4:9-10. When we finish studying the third heavens, we shall be going above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, before creation happens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we want to see in the summary the things within the third created heaven. Before we proceed on, these things are interesting. Amazing. I'm enjoying this. I don't know whether two you are enjoying.
Wow.
So
before we head on to above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, before creation happens, that found above all the heavens.
Let's first
things in the third created heavens in the summary. Yes. What do we find in that heaven? Most of all,
there are
things not allowed to people to speak them. Why do you think me, I'm going to tell them to you? When you reach there, things there are not allowed for humans to speak of them. Why am I going to tell them to you? Am I not a human being? I'm a human being, but I was not taught by man. One who is allowed to speak them is one who has been taught by God concerning them.
Amen.
That's why even Apostle Paul said, the gospel I preach was not given by man, but in the visions of Christ. Him to allow him speak
to
them a little, he was first taught by Christ himself. Oh, fine.
Fine.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're
not allowed to speak them, for you begin to speak what is not right. And you want to lie on behalf of God. But would man deceive on behalf of God? Woe unto that. For God is not the father of liars, but the God of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, every mufunzi.
So, what's in the summary? Within the third heaven. They are not allowed by any person to speak of them. Except one who was taught by God. And the inspiration of the light of the Holy Scriptures. First, back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 2 up to 4.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya 12 n'olinyolo okubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 2.
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. When they reach in the third heaven, In verse 4, he shows he saw there the paradise of God. And there are words which were not lawful for man to speak them. Let's read we hear.
Abakolinso ekyokubisula 12 no linyoro kuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
Buyatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda. Nawulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka. Ebitasanira muntu kubyatula.
How that he was caught up into paradise and had unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Yes. That when we reach in the paradise of God, the words he heard there, it's not lawful in the laws of God, man to utter them. You think, why am I able to tell them to you? Because me, I was taught by God through the light of the word of God, that which reveals all things. Even Apostle Paul who spoke of them, he too, he tells you,
this
gospel I speak was not given me by man, but in it has the vision of Christ, and is one who explains to him all this. And he too reached to speak that the paradise of God is in the third heaven. He too was first taught by God and not man. For among the mankind, not many know that the paradise of God, it is in the third heaven. They know that it was in Iraq. Right there, we're going to struggle just as it's been.
Hallelujah.
Let's hear Apostle Paul how he says in the Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11.
Kubanga mbategeza abooluganda nti enjiri eyabulirwa nze si abantu.
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me, it is not according to man. Verse 12.
Kubanga nange sajiwe wa muntu, so sigirizibwanga, wabula mukubikwirwa kwa Yesu Kristo.
For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes. The gospel I preach is not of man. It was not given to him by man. It was taught him by man. But in the revelation of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 12. And verse 1 to 4.
But he said,
it's not expedient me to boast. But let me go. In the vision and the revelation of our Lord. Verse 2, he said, no, a man like this. Caught in the third heaven. Entered for, he said there he found the paradise of God. Some of what is most confused, why God refused humans to speak of this, the paradise of God
that's
found in the third heavens, is it the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden, or it's not?
Yeah.
Yes. The paradise of God that found in the third heaven, is it the garden of God that known as the garden of Eden, or they are different? Are they different or not?
These
are some of why they speak humans, they refuse humans to speak of them. For you have to first prove that the paradise of God, it's the garden of God that's known as the garden of Eden. After proving those, and then you will speak. For when you read in Genesis, you don't understand, they speak of the paradise. Right there, they have written Garden of Eden. Ezekiel, there is the Garden of God. The paradise of God. Yes.
What is your garden of
God? The Garden of God. The Garden of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Na ye,
but let me give you a small tip. In the paradise of God, in the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of life. Yet even then the paradise sits there. These are they the same or not? The paradise, what is a paradise? The trouble has come at that point.
Hallelujah.
I'm giving you small tips. More of that we shall see. It's tomorrow. But let me first show you. In Genesis chapter 2. I show you a sample where we'll begin at that week as we come tomorrow. And you two have somewhere you have reached in the revelation that comes from God. We are in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8.
Mukama Katonda nasimba olusuku mu Adeni kuluyo lwebuvanjuba nateko mu omuntu gwe yabumba.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Olinyolo mwenda.
Verse 9.
Mukama Katonda nameza mu nsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso omulungi okulya n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku. No muti ogwo kumanya obulungi no bubi.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes.
Akati yasimba olusuku.
He planted the garden
in
the east of Eden. Planted all trees, good for sight. Pleasant inside. Even the tree of life in the midst. And of knowledge of good and evil. Now this garden.
Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden. That known as the paradise of God.
We have Garden of Eden. Garden of God.
We have the Garden of God.
The paradise of God.
And the paradise of God. These are words in the Bible. Yet surprising.
Garden of Eden.
As you see that Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. It's the Garden of God. It's the paradise of God. Do you know why? In Revelation 2 verse 7, the tree of life is in paradise. Simple. Revelation chapter 2 in verse 7.
Alina okutu awulira omwoyo kyagamba ekkanisa. Awangula ndi mu okulya ku muti ogw'obulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The tree of life. Genesis 2. Verse 8 and 9. It's in the midst of the garden. That is Revelation 2:7. Sure. The tree of life is in the midst of the paradise. That it means the paradise of God.
Is the garden of God.
It's still the garden of God.
The garden of Eden.
The garden of Eden. Yet they showed us it's in the third heaven. Now those teaching us in the world, they say that it was right in Iraq. And after it disappeared, in Revelation, it's still there, even the tree of life is still there. And this tree of life and the knowledge of good and evil, what is it?
Oh.
That's why they told it's not lawful for man to utter them. Let's meet the day of tomorrow. Then we know more than that.
Concern
the third heaven. May God bless you.